Once renowned as the breadbasket of the entire Southern African region, Zimbabwe has over the past years seen the West, resulting in millions abandoning their country in search of better opportunities elsewhere. Statistics show that Zimbabweans in South Africa have not only faced mere ill-treatment, but many have lost their lives as well. Of the 60 people who died during the violent xenophobic attacks in 2008, the majority are believed to have been Zimbabweans, although South Africans were killed as well. Between April and July 2009, 43 people died at Lindela Repatriation Center, and 28 of those were Zimbabweans. A soldier appeared in court in the Limpopo province in 2009 for gunning down a Zimbabwean border jumper after he failed to pay him a bribe. These are just but a few examples where Zimbabweans have died during their struggle for survival in South Africa. With a recent survey by Afrobarometer and the Institute for Democracy in Southern Africa indicating that 67% of South Africans do not trust foreigners and 32% do not want to see them in their neighborhood, Zimbabweans can only hope that their leaders will do their best to find a long-lasting solution to the country's problems. Many believe good governance is what it takes for Zimbabwe to return to its prestigious position in the region. Political and economic analysts argue that Zimbabwe still has the capacity to attract its nationals back, but only if political leaders stop pursuing self-serving interests and for once putting the country first. Johannesburg-based political analyst Gideon Chitanga, a lecturer at the University of Johannesburg, says thousands of Zimbabweans now facing multiple challenges in South Africa fled the country because of a collapsed economy triggered by political misrule. Chitanga says unless the country's politics is corrected, the economy has very little chances of bouncing back.
Surely SADC in South Africa is to urgently push the partners in government in Zimbabwe to quickly deal with the political problems so that the focus of the government could be redirected to dealing with economic and social issues.
Chitanga believes a political environment that tolerates different views will no doubt attract back from South Africa many Zimbabweans who fled political violence. Chitanga emphasizes the importance of the country's next elections.
Clearly, the best way forward for Zimbabwe is allowing Zimbabweans to elect a credible government which they can hold accountable. That means if we're going to talk about indigenization, land redistribution, then the public should know they should be the right people to benefit.
The political expert is worried about what he says is the looting of state resources by those who think they may not survive the next election.
The tragedy in Zimbabwe is that the country's leadership, you know, the case of a fish that is rotted from the head, and people in key strategic positions realize that everyone has been stealing and they are stealing like everyone. No one can stop anyone. And so the country is leaking, and it is leaking resources into those key actors who are in strategic positions within the state.
Independent economic analyst Koz Ndlovu, who works for one of the leading banks in the country, agrees. Ndlovu says the Zimbabwean government needs to create an environment that promotes investor confidence. He is worried that some policies of the government of national unity, like the indigenization law, are scaring both local and outside investors. He says business-friendly policies will attract South African companies to open branches in Zimbabwe.
All these companies that are in South Africa, that Zimbabweans are coming to look for jobs in, they will be forced to go and open branches there. And then by so doing, you capture the people there, they start working, they're staying in their own homes, in Popoma, in Magwekwe, in Mbare, in Gwanda.
Ndlovu says lack of clarity over how long the multi-currency system will remain in place in Zimbabwe is also keeping long-term investors on the fence.
The Zimbabwean government has to create an enabling economic environment. Firstly, the bedrock of all of this is the multi-currency system. Tell the market that, look, this process is here to stay. If you do that in an unequivocal and honest way, you are opening up space for companies that want to invest with a long-term view.
The Economist says Zimbabweans in South Africa are tired of living in fear of being deported or caught up in xenophobic attacks. However, He says a stable political environment and an economy that is able to create quality and sustainable jobs is the only way to attract millions of Zimbabweans back into the country. Legal expert Daniel Molokele, also coordinator for Global Zimbabwe Forum, insists that South Africa, as the chief mediator in the Zimbabwean crisis, has a big role to play in stabilizing both the economy and political situation in Zimbabwe. Molokele argues that as the worst country, with thousands of Zimbabweans scrambling for a few jobs which locals desperately need, South Africa should channel more resources and energy towards the resolution of the Zimbabwean crisis.
The common solution is making sure that there is a lasting political resolution in Zimbabwe, with the process of the constitution, the referendum, the elections that are June 2013. Let us have a solution that is in Zimbabwe, so that the Zimbabweans stop going to South Africa. Because if next year this political process does not work out, more Zimbabweans will come to South Africa.
All said and done, Zimbabweans here say they are confident the result of the country's next election will mark the end of their suffering, as they will start trekking back home. But only if the poll, they say, is free and fair, producing a result that is acceptable to all. Reporting for Studio 7 in Johannesburg, South Africa, this is Benedict Nhlapo.